Establishing a habit. Establishing a habit. We all would like to establish good habits in our life and have good habits that conduct our activities, that conduct our world, but have we ever practiced in establishing a habit? What would be a wonderful habit for us to establish for ourselves? What would be a wonderful habit for us to establish in our life, in our affairs, in our world, that would make our world just a little bit more wonderful? Well, the simplest habit, the most wonderful habit, is the habit of perfect health. Oh, that's a very noble, very wonderful, very powerful idea to have the habit of perfect health. Wow, wouldn't we all like to have the habit of perfect health? My goodness sakes, no colds, no sprains, no sore aches, aching muscles. Perfect health is a body that's ideal. I am the ideal chauffeur. What does it mean to be the ideal chauffeur? To be perfect in driving in every circumstance, under every manner. What's the idea of perfect health? Is to have perfect health in every area of my body, my mind, and my heart, and my soul. Yes, my soul too. And in my body. Every organ, action, and function of my body to be perfect. What a wonderful thing to have for myself. Now, I like to say, I practice this. I say I have a perfect body. I say all is in divine order. I say, yes, all is in divine order. I have a perfect body. I have a perfect body. I have a perfect body. But then, should any little incident happen to us where we stub our toe, where we have a sniffle, where someone says Gesundheit to us, where someone says something that irritates us, oh, irritation, that's illness too, you know. Where anyone does anyone, anything in our life, including ourselves, that causes us to be ill at ease, to have a disease, to have an ill at ease body, a body that is not functioning absolutely perfectly. Now, training little children to have perfect thoughts and to have perfect attitudes about themselves is a fun thing and a good thing to do, but it's something that we pay attention to children, but we don't pay attention to ourselves. We say to a little child, now, say this again and again and again until you got it memorized. Memorize it. You're not memorizing these things to memorize the idea of memorizing. You're memorizing these things to put the idea in your mind of what new thought, of what new habit you want to establish in your life, what new habit you want to establish in your thinking system, in who and what you are. What is your new habit? What is the new habit? All right, perfect health. That's what we said, didn't we? Perfect health. How do I have perfect health? How do I know perfect health? Well, I don't wait until I have a headache or I have a cold or I have a disease. I start right now. Right now, while I'm enjoying my perfect health. And if I'm not enjoying it, it's a good time to start right now too. Wow, yes, indeed it is. Okay, all is in divine order. That's good. But we want to speak specifically now to our perfect health. I live in my spirit, mind, and body, which is in absolute perfect health. I live in my spirit, mind, and body, which is absolute perfect health. I have perfect health because I know the truth about myself, my divine creative cause, which put me into perfect health. Okay, now, I dwindled, drifted away from that perfect health idea, and I allowed myself to say, I got a headache, I don't feel too good, I have a hurtache, oh, my tummy aches, oh. And you see, when we allow ourselves that very rough situation, we are allowing ourselves to create a different habit from our reality. Now, our reality is that we are perfect in every possible way, that we are ideal in every possible way, that we are magnificent in every possible way. That's how we're created. Now, that's our ideal habit. Now, what kind, do we only go back and enjoy that habit? Do we want to go back and enjoy that habit that came with us when we were born? That came with us in the carton? That's who we were? To be ideal? Well, then begin saying right now, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Say that again and again and again, and make it into a habit for yourself. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. So, don't dwell on the possibility of something. Oh, I've just been around people who are sick and I'm going to catch it. No, you're not. You are above that. You are whole and perfect. You live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. You are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect now and always. Say it again and again. Build that habit. Let that be your habit. Let that be the only habit that has any power or any control or any action in your life and affairs. Have that habit be yours. Now, when you're in a world of people who like to think negative thoughts, when you're in a world of people who like to have bad habits, when you're in a world of people who do anything contrary to their highest and best, then stop it and get busy on your highest and best. Be yourself and have fun. And that fun is your highest and best. That fun is your absolute wonderful self, your perfect self, your ideal self. So if any thought ever comes into your mind and says you have a cold or you have a sickness or something, immediately say the truth about yourself. Say the truth about yourself. See, that's a good habit to know. I say the truth about myself. The truth is that I am whole and perfect. The truth is that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. The truth is that this body is the temple of the living spirit. This body is perfect. This body was designed perfect. It is at all it knows what to do is to be perfect, and I have implanted in it thoughts that it was imperfect. And those are just an illusion that are of the moment, and I will now erase them. I will now take them away. I will now speak the truth about myself and say, my body is the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. Every organ, action, function of my body is always perfect. It is perfect forevermore. It is perfect because that's how it was created. That's its purpose to be. Its purpose is to be perfect at all times, to be perfect under all circumstances, to be perfect. Now, should any incident come into my consciousness, I immediately say, all is in divine order. I'm perfect right now. I'm perfect right now. I'm perfect right now. I'm perfect right now. Say it again and again and again. Let that habit just duck right into your mind. The minute something, 2 times 2, 4, you know that answer, right? I'm perfect. All is in divine order. I'm perfect. I live in an ideal body. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. Where did that come from? How do I have that as a habit in me? When did I put that habit into me? I put that habit into me early in life, and now I'm reestablishing the habit in me. I am perfect. I am perfect. I am divine. I am divine. I am perfect. I am perfect. I am perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I am perfect. I am perfect. I am perfect. I am perfect. Say that for yourself again and 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 again. Let that be your clarion call for the truth about yourself. That's establishing a habit that will do you blessings and good all the days of your life. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body all the days of my life. Every moment of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is a temple of the living spirit. It is perfect, ideal, magnificent, wonderful, marvelous, everlasting, whole and perfect right now. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love you. I love you. I love you.